that we are the enjoyer and we act to enjoy, then we become responsible for our actions. Maybe good actions or maybe bad actions, both actions, both good and bad actions actually tie us down to this material nature. Good actions may give us happy results, and bad actions may lead us to suffering, but both good and bad actions are cause of material bondage. Because we become liable to suffer or enjoy the reactions of the actions. But when we begin our devotional service, meaning when we begin to render service unto Krishna, with that understanding that we are doing everything for Krishna, so then we do not hold ourselves responsible for enjoyment of the reaction or suffering the reaction. So by offering the results of our actions to Krishna, we become free from the bondage of reactions. When we offer the results to Krishna, or when we act on behalf of Krishna, then Krishna becomes responsible for the reaction. And when Krishna takes the reaction, we become free from the reaction. So the best way to become free from material bondage is to offer the results of our actions to Krishna, or just better still is to act on behalf of Krishna. We must understand that whatever we are doing is actually for Krishna. So when we act with that understanding, with that mood, then we become free from material bondage.